Rodney McLeod, Eagles safety, having a fine season. Join me now in the studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Weekend off. What'd you do? Anything
fun? Went home a little bit. Actually got a chance to check out my little sister's soccer game.
Nice.
So that was interesting.
Sure. What kind of
fun.
Game does she have? How would you evaluate her game?
I felt like she did good. She was a team player. She didn't get any goals, but she did her job, and I would say she did well.
Like
they didn't
that.
win, unfortunately, but you know, she still did good.
For fans who don't understand, how much does that rejuvenate the body? Just kidding. You go 2 games in 5 days, you're feeling like you're in a train wreck.
Yeah.
Taking 3 days off must have felt great for you.
It's huge for the body, but also mentally too. Kind of just unwind a little bit, take a step back from the game. But you know, this week coming up, we get a few extra days to prepare for Washington, which is, you know, they're playing well right now, so that's going to be huge for us.
Which is interesting, a team that you just saw in week one, they're a lot different than they were in week one, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, they're doing things a little bit different, which you have to do in this league. You got to switch up your things that defense is playing for. And so it's going to be a good battle, man. Terrell Pryor is playing good. I think Doxson, the young receiver, is coming along, and Kirk Cousins is the general over there making things work.
Why does it work for Kirk Cousins? He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest guy. He doesn't have the biggest arm, but, man, he's really tough.
I think he's just a smart player, man. He does the little things right. You see him make the correct throws, and in this league as a quarterback, that's what you want to do. And his decision to make those plays is good. He's a good decision maker. He doesn't throw too many interceptions. So those are all the things that make that team go and make him who he is.
Rodney, biggest difference between this offense 2016, 2017. What do you think it is?
Eagles-wise?
Yeah.
Man, to guys over there, players make a difference, man. You see everybody just have bought into Doug Peterson's scheme, and Carson Wentz is a general. He's making everything go, but that run game mixed in with the passing and putting in Ertz, and then you sprinkling Alshon and then Nelson and then Torrey Smith with the big play, it's like, pick your matchup.
Do you watch when you're on the sidelines?
I do watch.
You're on the book
for a quick second, but then I'm right up. Either I'm standing up watching, or I'm catching my breath on the sideline watching. And I see it every day at practice, and it's good to see it unfold on Sundays.
This defense, though, last year, you know, everybody's kind of getting to know each other, getting to know Jim. Jim was getting to know all of you. It just seems like it's gone this huge step forward.
Oh, yeah, man. We took tremendous strides in this offseason. You know, a lot of additions to the defense. Jernigan being a huge impact so far early on. Adding him with Chris Long and bringing in Derek Barnett to help out that front seven was huge. And you just see it paying off. And, you know, D-line is providing pressure, and then we're doing our job in the back end, and it's just gelling. And linebackers are getting downhill, so we're flying around having fun. I think that's what it's all about. On Sundays, we just go out there and just have fun and play for one another.
It seems that there were so many questions about the secondary, a lot of youth there, and that everybody had to kind of grow up all at once. First of all, did you have questions about how this thing would all come together in the back end? And then what have you seen in these first 6 games?
I didn't have any doubt. I've seen how hard these guys have worked, how hard Corey has prepared us for these moments. And guys are just playing with good technique. We're communicating well. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're making plays. That's what it's all about as a defensive back. It's a passing league. So we always know most of the time the game is going to come down to us and how we play. And we're always up for the challenge each and every Sunday. And guys are just true pros, man. I'm proud of seeing guys like Jalen Mills, Rasul. You know, the list goes on.
Patrick, who came from nowhere. Like,
man,
I knew
he was going to be big. Mm-hmm. You know, just the experience, that's huge. And he's been impactful from day one. So sky's the limit for this unit. You just got to stay focused and stay humble and keep grinding.
How about your game through 6 games?
I mean, obviously, I missed like a game and a half, which was difficult for me, but starting to feel like myself this last game, and I'm happy to just be out there. You don't understand how much you really miss a game until you're not actually out there playing. And, you know, I do everything in the off season and grind every day to be out there with my team and contribute and make plays. So I'm just happy to be back out there and ready for Monday night.
That's true. You work all these days. for 16 rewards.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then
man.
When it gets taken away from you, what? So you're just a maniac. We talked about this earlier. You are incorrigible on the sidelines when you're not playing, right? Like, you're just ball of energy.
Itching. Itching. Yeah. Like, please, coach, just give me a helmet.
Yeah. The game of football is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you still get into Monday Night Football?
Oh, man, how can you not? Yeah. You know everybody's watching. I think that's the best thing. And you go out there and you forget about everything else and you live in that moment and just knowing the lights are bright and you got to shine. So we're excited, man. It's a division opponent. We're back at the link. It's going to be loud. What better way, to go out there and get a win, a division opponent, and at home.
Sounds good. Rodney McLeod, brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us as well.